Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
For those of you that are going to be traveling to, let's say Brazil, starting on April 10th, this year, 2024, Brazil is now going to enforce a fresh mandate for you, the traveler, from the United States, Canada, and Australia, necessitating the presentation of a bank account reflecting a minimum balance of $2,000. They just want to see your statement to make sure you have a couple of thousand dollars, okay? And look, it's going to be in your e-visa application. It encompasses only the last 30 days of transactions. They just want to know, you know, how much money you have and what you're doing with it. The Brazil's adjustment in visa policy, which incorporates this financial prerequisite, reflects a reciprocal response to visa stipulations imposed by these nations on Brazilian travelers. So what, we're doing that already to the Brazilian travelers? We're saying you got to show us your bank account and come here with $2,000? Not if you come over the border. Just come into the country through the border. We're not checking. But if you come legally, you have to provide that to the United States? Okay. I might be a little ticked if I was Brazil, too, because I'm not really crazy about it from my end. So I can understand how they probably aren't crazy about it either. So, never mind. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. I noticed that Dr. Rand Paul, released his 2023 Festivus report, I think a couple days before Christmas. Rand, maybe issue it when, you know, people are paying attention. But that's his deal. He is a ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Love that. The report totaled $900 billion in government waste. That's 900, then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 zeros. So, well, I mean, 11 with the 2 after the 9, but 9 after the 900. just absolutely amazing. Now, I know that we spent, you know, money on Russian cats walking on a treadmill. Apparently, we spent $2.7 million on a grant, which means they didn't have to prove anything. I love the difference between the grants and the studies. Studies, you get study money, you have to create an outcome, something that, you know, what happened during the study and what became of it at the end. Grant money, it's gone. You don't have to prove anything. Oh, yeah, just go ahead. Go do what you were going to do. Oh, okay. Now, in this report from Rand Paul, the Festivus report, the Department of Defense ruined over $169 million worth of military equipment by leaving it outside. Ha! So, is that a problem? And he goes on to list just a huge list of things where our government is just completely wasting money. But then I see a story on an Army employee, Janet Yamanaka Mello, has been indicted. Now, according to the indictment, she allegedly stole $100 million from the United States Army. I know. We just took it. How long has this been going on? Oh, 6 years or so. Really? Yeah. She was able to gather $100 million in fraudulent paperwork before authorities actually noticed. She used the money to purchase millions of dollars of real estate, cars, jewelry. Wow. She purchased 31 properties, including a 58-acre property, along with 78 vehicles. She would file fraudulent paperwork asking for funding for her Child Health and Youth Lifelong Development Organization. And who doesn't want to give money to someone's Child Health and Youth Lifelong Development Organization? to provide services to military members and their families. Wow. And this scheme happened over 6 years, and she just kept filing the paperwork, and it stole over $100 million. It's not a surprise that we can't budget the military. We just throw money out the window with these studies that are just incredible amounts of money, just incredible amounts of money. And the military alone left all kinds of equipment. They ruined engines that were worth $89 million. They weren't supposed to be left outside. They left them outside. Transmissions, weren't supposed to leave those outside. Yeah, we just leave them outside. $12,600,000. Then the tank treads that they ruined, $68 million. And that was just that last year alone. Waste, the waste of money by our government. So I would like to just say to the United States government, look, if you're looking for something to do with a few million dollars, I'm here for you. You can email me, chewingthefatattheblaze.com. You can DM me on X, at JeffyJFR. You can message me on Facebook and Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio. Anyway, I get it. You can message me on my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat, with Jeff Fisher. Yeah, you can message me there and let me know. Say, hey, Jeff, we've got $10 million here. We don't know what to do with. We're giving it to you. I'll reply, I promise. All right, well, I'm waiting for my $10 million email from the government. Let me tell you about the Jace case. This past December, drug shortages hit a record high, and it's causing severe disruptions in medical treatments alone. There are delays, treatment cancellations, and the unfortunate rationing of vital medications. Even drugs as important as the antibiotic amoxicillin are in short supply right now, along with 294 other drugs. Doctors now are even saying they've been forced to make impossible choices, including choosing which patients will be prioritized to receive potentially curative therapy. Wow. I mean, this is why you need the Jace case. It's a personalized emergency kit that contains five essential antibiotics that treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. And Jace is continually working to expand their medication offerings, and they've even added ivermectin as an option in the Jace case. Plus, you can buy a gift card for your family or loved ones so that they can get a Jace case of their own and personalize it to their needs. Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during any unexpected times. So get yours today. Go to jacemedical.com today. Enter the code Jeffy at checkout for a discount on your order. Promo code Jeffy. jacemedical.com. Promo code Jeffy. jacemedical.com. jacemedical.com. I'm going to use that promo code for that discount. Wow, Walmart is kind of up in the game against Amazon. So, especially in DFW, anyway. The Doug McMillon, the CEO for Walmart, was at CES 24 that's going on right now. There's some really cool stuff being shown at CES 24. We'll have to go through that maybe next week, all the cool stuff that came out of CES. But he claimed at CES that Walmart is going to expand their drone delivery program from one pocket of the DFW area, Dallas-Fort Worth. And for those of you that aren't aware, listen to this show. It originates in DFW. So, big surprise, I live here. And I am a fan of let's bring on the drone deliveries. But I was under the impression that Amazon was going to do it. I know that some of the pharmacies in the greater DFW area were delivering with drones still, but Walmart's saying we're gonna We've upped our game. Now up yours. So they're going to use drone delivery systems operated by Zipline and by Alphabet subsidiary Wing that have made hundreds of thousands of deliveries in recent years. They each recently obtained clearance from the FAA to fly their drones beyond visual line of sight. So whenever you see BVLOS, you know that's beyond visual line of sight. So that means out of eyesight of a human operator. Thank you. Which makes large-scale drone delivery operations more practical and economical. Well, yeah. I mean,
you're gonna have one guy drive into a neighborhood and then he's gonna deliver packages from his back of his pickup truck with his drone to houses in whatever his line of sight is. Okay, yeah, that is definitely not gonna happen. So Walmart packages are gonna be arriving between 10 and 30 minutes after an order is placed from stores up to 10 miles away. Walmart says the technology for people who need missing cooking ingredients, last-second birthday gifts, over-the-counter medications, or movie night snacks. Over-the-counter medications. Yeah, they're not going to give you any pharmacy medications because the pharmacies are doing it themselves. Oh, I got to tell you the pharmacy story, too. Oh, my gosh. I got a great pharmacy story. So drone delivery, they're going to be flying all over DFW. I would like to know. I can't wait to see how we're going to handle the congestion of the drones, along with it's gonna be fascinating. They have a picture of the zipline drone dropping off a bag in front of someone's house. That's what I'm saying. You need to put a chute in on your roof with your address on it, so that the drone just flies over and chute opens. Drop the package down, and then it just slides down into the kitchen or the living room or the bedroom or wherever you have the shoot destination, and that's where you pick up your package. That needs to happen. So you can go to wing.com/Walmart or flyzipline.com/get-delivery. Okay. I mean, just go to the Walmart website and follow the links. Go to wing.com/Walmart or flyzipline.com/get-delivery. They've already been partnering with Walmart around the area. So they claim that they've already made 900,000 deliveries worldwide. Worldwide. We'll see. I know that we've got other drone companies too. The one company I'm concerned about because it's a Chinese company. Really? Yes, it is. And we just heard that they were looking to. That's what. What's his face? What's his face from Google? Eric Schmidt. I know he's not with Google Alphabet anymore, but he was. That's what he's concerned about is the making of drones that are made here in the U.S. Now, he was talking about military drones, but we also have the DJI drone powerhouse getting into the delivery business, and that's a Chinese-owned company. So, okay. Whoever does it cheaper, I guess. And, of course, the Chinese drones aren't going to be tracking what they're delivering or who they're delivering it to or when they're delivering it. That just isn't going to happen. It's just silly. So be ready. Drone deliveries everywhere. And it'll be fascinating to see all the drones flying around the DFW area. Don't hit my car when you crash, when it gets windy. I mean, I walked out of my house this morning. We've got, 180,000 mile an hour wind gusts. All right, might have been just a little bit less than that. And, you're not flying drones. Those were not, I need my medication. Yeah, it's too windy, lady. You're going to have to drive to the pharmacy or send somebody because we're not flying the drones today, okay? Thanks for calling, Mrs. Johnson. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And this is a pretty windy area. You can quote me on that. The DFW Northern Texas area is a wind tunnel. And so it'll be fun. It will be fun to watch the drones zipping around DFW. Man. So, yeah. So my My pharmacy story. So I go to the pharmacy to get my medication. And I the one medication I get, there's a shortage of. So I have to call all around to find out which pharmacy has it. And then if they have it, then I have to have the prescription sent to that particular pharmacy. And then I have to go get it there. All right. So I go, I get it all worked out. It's sent it to the pharmacy. And I pull up to the pharmacy drive-through window and it's closed. Now they're supposed to be open. It's, you know, that's the regular business hours. They're supposed to be open, but it's closed. And I see the pharmacist in the building. And I'm like, okay. And so you're going to make me go around. So I go around. I go around and I park. So my object is not to go in. Come in, it's come as a surprise to you, but you offered a drive through. I'm going to use it. And I, in fact, they will go and get you other items other than what's in the... in the pharmacy. You need something else from the store. They have, that's part of their deal now. Anyway, I don't make them do that, but they will do that. So then I gotta get out of my car, and as I pull up to where I'm parking, a fire engine pulls up. And I thought, oh man, somebody, that's why the pharmacy window was closed. Somebody had some health event, heart event, whatever, and you know, they need the fire rescues. So I, you know, I don't care. I'll step over them. I got to get my prescription, right? And I walk in the door. Oh no, sir! No, sir! You cannot come in. You cannot come in. We are closed. And I'm like, but the door is open, and you know, I need to get my prescription. Oh no, sir! We are closed. You cannot be in here. Please get out. I don't even know if he said please. And I like people are walking. The firemen are walking in the store, and I'm like, I got to get my prescription. Okay, I don't care what's going on. I'm going to go get my prescription. Oh, no, sir. No, sir. There has been a gas leak, and we cannot be open. And I'm like, okay, so this is on the heels of a huge hotel blowing up in downtown Fort Worth with a gas leak. So, and I'm thinking, well, at that point, I'm like, well, how about you just let me go get my prescription? I know the pharmacist is back there, and if this place blows up, I want to have my prescription in my hands before it blows up. My wife was a little unhappy with me when I told her that. Well, it could have blown up. It wasn't going to blow up. People are walking around the stupid store. The door's open. We're fine. Oh, no, sir. So then I said, well, so do you anticipate being open in the morning? Yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. All right, fine. I was so mad. Oh, man. I was so mad. But it all worked out in the end. All right, let's go to the break room. I don't care that there's a gas. I had to get my prescription. My wife was very unhappy with me. I don't care. I don't care because I needed my prescription. Even the guy, the Walmart, or the pharmacy manager, it wasn't a Walmart, the pharmacy manager, was he was, hey, no, sir, you, we have a gas leak, you have to leave. I just let me go in the back. I just got to get what I need and I'll be out of here. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Holy cow. I mean, I was just made aware of the Paris Hilton baby controversy, and boy, it is noticeable. It is noticeable. So Paris Hilton, you know her, you love her, opened up about her parenting journey, did she, after welcoming her first son, Phoenix. I don't know that I've ever seen Phoenix. But most recently, her daughter, London, the 42-year-old heiress. Oh, she's 42. Man, she's getting a little long on the tooth these days. There's a picture of her and her new baby, which I'm guessing is London. And London has got this Gimoto head. I mean, I hope it's not. I'll tell you a story about my aunt at one point. Had a child that passed away, very sad, but they called it at the time, that's not, I don't think they call it this anymore, but at the time, way back then, my grandfather told me that my aunt had the baby who died because it was a watermelon head baby. Okay, that's what they call it. Look at me. I'm just saying what my grandfather told me they called it. And so I hope it's not that. I hope it is not that. Now, some people have commented that perhaps that's got the big head. And I have not seen. I got to find Phoenix now. Hold on. Okay, so my apologies. My apologies. The baby with the big head is Phoenix, not London. I was so Phoenix was born in 2023, almost a year ago now. London, I guess, was just born. So I'm not sure when the time came for the surrogate to deliver Phoenix. So she didn't even have it. She had somebody else pump out the kid. Oh. So you could still make the case. There's been controversy over why why the head was so big. So we've seen pictures of Phoenix. I have not seen any pictures of London. They're naming the kids after these cities. That's just okay. I mean, good for her. I'm not making fun of people naming their kids. You should be able to name your kids whatever you want. I love the idea of naming your kids whatever you want. But Paris is, you know, apparently, I'm Paris, and we get to name our kids. Each kid is a city. It's a city where, I don't know, the surrogate lived. You'd think people would, you know, name their kid in the city that it was conceived in. But since she's, you know, not actually having the baby, I guess we're just naming it after the city that the surrogates live in. So now I want to know what London Hilton. I got a slash kid because if you just type in London Hilton, it takes you to the freaking hotel. All right. Paris Hilton shares first look at baby daughter London. Okay, there's London. Yeah, London's kind of her. London's head kind of goes backwards, big and backwards. Looks like. It was a different surrogate. The surrogate for Phoenix squeezed that big old. The surrogate for London, you know, kind of stretched it out. So, bless their hearts. Never. Yeah, kids are resilient. Those heads will grow into them. They'll grow into their heads and don't worry about it. Right? Right. Did you see where ESPN, a worldwide leader in sports, operated 13 years of an Emmy scam? I want my Emmy. Why didn't someone here at the Blaze figure this scam out? They got awards for their top talent. This is awesome. Okay, so they're claiming the network made up fake names for Emmy Awards in order to obtain statuettes for on-air talent who were ineligible to receive awards. Only for the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, not scientists, the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, which oversees the Emmys, they have now foiled the scheme. So they operated the scheme starting in 2010 by submitting the names of fake individuals with the same initials as their stars under the guise of associate producers, re-engraving the statuettes and then delivering them to their on-air personalities. The scheme helped secure the hardware for the on-air talent behind the success of College Game Day. So they tried to type in College Game Day, but I think they didn't have anything to do with it. It was the Dingleberries all behind the scenes. The hosts were not eligible to be honored for a Best Show Award until 2023, because there are separate categories or individual awards. Okay, so some members of our team were clearly wrong in submitting. Okay, now this is ESPN. Some members of our team were clearly wrong in submitting certain names that may go back to 1997 in Emmy categories where they were not eligible for recognition or statuettes. This was a misguided attempt to recognize on-air individuals who were important members of our production team. Yeah, it was a misguided event. So all those Emmys you see on the sets of those hosts, that's awesome. They're not real. I mean, they're real Emmys. but not belonging to the people they claim to have belonged to. That is outstanding. So they, once the leadership was made, once the current leadership was made aware, they apologized to the NATAs, the NATAS, the National Arts, Television, and Sciences, for violating the guidelines. And they worked closely together to completely overhaul the submission process to safeguard against anything like this happening again. That is outstanding. So let's see. Stars like Lee Corso, fake name Lee Clark, Kirk Herbstreit, Kirk Henry, Chris Fowler, fake name Chris Fulton, Desmond Howard, Dirk Howard, Tom Rinaldi, Tim Richard, and Samantha Ponder, Stephen Ponder, were among those to receive the ill-gotten Emmys. Well, I'm positive. I mean, these guys will give their Emmys back. They'll say that they were not aware of any of this. And even if you're at ESPN and you have an Emmy, how can you even accept it at all? Unless you come out and say, I accepted it because this is mine. And I earned it and it's real and you can't take it away from me. Okay. All right. So they punished ESPN. They have a one-year ban from the Emmys for senior leadership along with two individuals, ESPN executive Craig Lazarus and former ESPN employee and College Game Day executive Lee Fitting, being named ineligible for future Emmys. So it was Craig and Lee that said, you know, and we just put some fake names on these bad boys. Maybe just give them out to our people and make them proud. And everybody will think we got Emmys. It's a pretty good move, actually. I think it's now the ESPN talent, ex-ESPN talent, Shelly Smith, who had two fake Emmys. So much for those Emmys on your bio. I think it was really crummy what they did to me and others. So that's her way out, man. She did not know, at least by saying, I think it's really crummy what they did to us. I didn't know. Here, take them back. Or you come and take them because I don't want to give them back. So far, ESPN has returned 37 trophies. Wow. Just incredible. Why do I not have an Emmy? Well, I mean, like, we know the answer to that. So if you have to be home, which many of you will maybe not have to be, but must be home because the powerful winter storm will bring heavy snow, strong winds, and blizzard conditions from mid-Missouri Valley, Midwest to the Great Lakes through Saturday. Behind this system, dangerous frigid temperatures are likely across the Rockies and plains through the weekend. Severe thunderstorms are possible across the southeast today, with strong winds, hail, and a few tornadoes possible. I believe this is like Winter Storm Jerry, because we have to name them all now. You can't just have a storm. Yeah, it's going to be cold and windy and snowing. We have to name it, right? Yeah, this one. Okay. So I believe the Weather Channel has named it Winter Storm Jerry as it makes its way across the country. It's pretty cold. Man, the cold front's supposed to be cold here in DFW this weekend. It started getting cold this morning. I came in to do Pat Gray Unleashed show, and I walked out of the house at 4:30, and I was like, okay, it's on the way. We're good to go. So beware. If you have to be home, just know it's wild card weekend, right? You got the NFL this weekend. You got a couple games on Saturday, some games on Sunday. They're going to be cold. Remember, when you're watching some of those games this weekend and you see them playing outside and how cold it is and how terrible it looks, just remember that they should be domed stadiums and we wouldn't have this problem. We have multiple teams playing this weekend in dome stadiums. Huh. Isn't that weird? And there isn't any problem with any kind of weather. It's just insane to me that that happens. It just is absolutely insane to me that we've allowed that to be. That's what football is. It's a man sport. You have to play outside. Okay, so high school, college, 100%. I give you that. No problem. The National Football League, the NFL, billion-dollar worldwide now league, or will soon to be worldwide league, with U.S. league playing in other countries now, but there will be leagues in Europe soon. We have that going on, and we're going to allow these new stadiums to be built without roofs. The games are worth way too much money. The players are doing too much, and we're gonna allow the weather to affect the games. It's maddening to me. It just is absolutely maddening to me. I don't understand it. So just while you're watching the games, you can, look how cold it is. Make sure we keep the temperature and the wind chill numbers on the screen during the game so we can just see how cold those players are. That's great. Yeah, it's not, though. It's not really. But you do have a drawing tonight. Those of you listening live, today is the 12th of January, 2024. We have a Mega Millions drawing, $187 million, a $91.0 million. And then we have a Powerball drawing tomorrow, the 13th of January, 2024. That's up to $77 million. So now it's getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere where it might be worth playing. $38.2 million cash payout. So there's a couple things that you can look forward to this weekend as you're inside, staying warm, covered up under the blankies. And they have to break out the Afghan that grandma made. Have to break that out. And it'll be, oh man, this is so warm. Yeah, it is. It's so warm, and grandma made it with love, so it makes it even warmer. Okay, all right. Or not just or, and you can do all of that, and you can watch the real story of Colony Ridge. Blaze TV is debuting the second episode of our docuseries, Blaze Originals, where a guy by the name of Glenn Beck traveled to the quickly evolving Liberty County, Texas, to give you the real story of Colony Ridge. Now, it's growing fast, really extremely fast, at a rate of about 200 lots a week. And based on what Glenn and the Blaze Original team observed, the overwhelming percentage of residents are Spanish-speaking non-citizens. Now, Glenn spoke with the developer, John Harris, I believe is his name, and while he stated, this developer, John Harris, that approximately 35,000 people live there, he may have miscalculated, because there was, almost double that living there. He said a few other things, too, that, it was wrong. Some of you would call it, I don't know, a lie. So it's just incredible. Blaze TV couldn't have traveled there without you. You're the real story, and to get the real story without your support. The documentary is only the beginning of our Blaze Originals series, exposing corruption and what's really going on in our country, and we can't do these productions without your help. So if you aren't already a subscriber to Blaze TV, and if you are, thank you. If you aren't already a Blaze TV subscriber, subscribe now for $30 off an annual subscription by visiting blazeoriginals.com and use the offer code ColonyRidge. Blazeoriginals.com, offer code ColonyRidge, gets you that $30 off the annual subscription. Blazeoriginals.com, offer code ColonyRidge. It's Friday, so it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from four, count them, one, two, three, four headlines. One of them is not true. Thus, that's where we get what's
the lie. Our contestant today, returning champion Leslie McLeod. If he wins again, not only will he get to come back for another round, he will win a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. For more information, you can go to Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie scent and design especially for you. If you or someone you love would like to be a contestant on What's the Lie, you can always email the show, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Leslie, welcome to another edition. Welcome back to our returning champion. How are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing good. Headed to Miami.
You're on the road right now?
Yeah, I'm in a car, though. The other guy wanted to drive the bus, so we're selling a bus.
Okay.
Down Miami.
All right, you got headphones on. You're driving hands-free, right?
I'm driving with my knees.
Yeah, okay. That's perfect then. No problem.
All right. It's all good.
All righty. So you ready to play? Four headlines, one not real.
That's right.
All right, let's go. All right. Four headlines, one not real. What's the lie? Headline number one. Scientists now claim fossil fuels can be found on Saturn moons. Headline number two, what's being called gas station heroin sold as dietary supplement is alarming health officials. Headline number three, the Chicago rat hole is the city's hottest new tourist attraction. Headline number four, oceanographers now say expect more fish with human-like teeth as a result of extreme heat waves. Those are your four headlines. Headline number one, scientists now claim fossil fuels can be found on Saturn moons. Headline number two, what's being called gas station heroin sold as dietary supplement is alarming to health officials. Headline number three, the Chicago rat hole is the city's hottest new tourist attraction. Headline number four, oceanographers now say expect more fish with human-like teeth as a result of extreme heat waves. All right, those are your four headlines. Leslie, what is the lie?
Well, I know sheepheads got, like, human-like teeth. So I know that could be true. But as far as them new fish getting human-like teeth, I don't know. But what'd you say? There was a rat hole?
A rat hole. I mean, we're going to break them all down. It's a rat hole. Chicago rat hole.
But a rat hole. Right. I don't know how much you charge. let's see. I'm going to go with the number four, the Mars, or the Saturn moon.
That's number one. That's number one. Is you're going to go with that one, right? The scientists now claim fossil fuels can be found on Saturn moons?
Yeah, because it's impossible because they've never been there. So it has to be a lie.
All right. You are incorrect, sir.
Oh, no.
You are incorrect.
Hey,
I know.
Show me the proof. Who went there and found that? I mean, did Exxon go there or what?
You need to maybe perhaps watch Pat Gray Unleashed Overtime today. And you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So, listen, I wanted you to win. Don't start looking at me like that with your attitude. All right, I'm here for you.
Like I said last week, Jeffy, I'm a winner. I was on your show.
Thanks for listening to What's the Lie? What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXXIII. All right, so, Leslie, you still with me?
I'm going to tell you, it's probably those prostitute rats.
Well, actually, the lie is the human-like teeth. Oceanographers did not say anything about human-like teeth. However, I will say that perhaps, just as a side note, and I'm just being nice because I'm me. You know me. I mean, no one nicer. The scientists have actually, it's what is we claim our fossil fuels here on Earth have been found on the Saturn moons. So, I know it was a questionable one. You're right. Show me the fossils. But what they claim is fossil fuels here on Earth, they say they found on Saturn moons. So, I don't know.
That's crazy.
So put your hands back on the wheel. Put your hands back on the wheel.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. Spread your knees out a little bit. Take it easy. Take a drink. And you drive safely.
Every time every time you take a drink, when you do your it's time for a sip for you got me drinking that Coke Zero
all right.
now.
All right. There you go.
I take a drink when I'm listening to your podcast. I take a drink and I go, and I'm wondering, I'm thinking to myself, is he really taking a drink?
But 100%. I'm really taking a drink.
My wife's like, what are you doing? I said, Jeffrey's drinking, I'm drinking.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.